Dancing with Michael Cohen. This is more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen, producer Andre Holgate on a Monday evening in Lansing. Feedback, please send us some. Love to hear from you. Any kind of thoughts you have on the interviews, the subjects, always good to know. It's ccrecap@gmail.com is our email address. Well, the most ambitious expedition ever to the planet Mars officially kicked off early this morning as the robotic explorer Curiosity landed on its surface. But what is it that we still need to learn about our distant neighbor that's worth the billions of dollars being invested in the project? To talk about it, I'm joined by Josh Banfield. He's a Mars expert and a planetary scientist at the University of Washington. Josh, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me, at this point, there's no question that there are no and never were any Martians on Mars. Is that right?
If you're talking about intelligent Martians, there's no evidence whatsoever for that. As for other types of life, that still is the big question. Did it ever develop? And how long ago and in what form did it develop, if it ever did?
Now, you know, in the 50s and 60s, due to the color, scientists actually thought there was a chlorophyll on the planet and that it was a sign of vegetation. It seems that we've learned, the more we learn about Mars, the less fun we have imagining what the planet is actually like. So at this point, do we know like 90% of what is happening on this planet?
It's an interesting question. I mean, we certainly know a lot more than we used to, but it's kind of the nature of science in general is when you start asking questions, you ask one question, you come up with 10 others. And so it's more of a, we have a better idea of what questions to even ask at this point. Now that we know a little bit about what's going on, it helps direct, you know, where we should be looking, for example.
Now, apparently this landing was very key. It was said to affect our ability to research the planet for the next 10 years or so. How long does it take for a spacecraft to get to Mars from Earth?
It depends, but usually about 6 to 9 months, you know, depending on whether you're landing or you're going into orbit or whatever. But 6 to 9 months generally, yeah.
And the difficulty in landing on Mars, is there anything particular about the atmosphere there that makes it so tricky?
No, and in fact, it's actually not too bad. It's a pretty benign environment. The atmosphere is nice to have because you can use a parachute to help slow you down, and as well as when you enter into the atmosphere. So it's other than being very far away, it's better than other planets for sure.
I'm talking to Josh Banfield, a Mars expert and a planetary scientist at the University of Washington. So tell me, Josh, other than the fact that it looks like this could be the desert in New Mexico or Arizona, what would you say has been the most impressive discovery from our exhibitions to or expeditions to Mars?
In a lot of ways, when you look out across the landscape, you get these pictures back, and yeah, it looks like a desert. There's just a bunch of rocks laying on the surface, and it's dirty and pretty boring looking, in fact, in a lot of ways. But what we've learned in the past sort of decade and a half is that the planet is actually quite diverse. You've got this dusty, dry surface, but when you start looking closer in at the details, there's lots of evidence that Mars wasn't always dusty and dry. And in fact, it had liquid water at its surface for some period of time. It had giant floods. It had running water on the surface. It may have been more Earth-like early on.
So is this dust, is it identical to the kind of dust that we have here on Earth?
It's not terribly different. You'll get scientists arguing back and forth about a lot of the details, but for the most part, you know, if you're off in a desert here on Earth, you'll see kind of a reddish, dusty surface, and it's not terribly different from what you see on Mars.
So the temperature on Mars much colder than it is on Earth, obviously?
It can be. In fact, the record high temperature I've seen on Mars was about 100 degrees Fahrenheit, but that's on a very dark surface in the in the middle of summer on a very hot day. But yeah, generally it's much colder, hundreds of degrees below zero at night at the poles.
So what does that mean? You say there's evidence that there was water at some point on the planet. So what are we to make of that? What was Mars like millions, billions of years ago?
Well, that's the key question, and that's what we're trying to figure out. You hear Mars gets in the news every so often, and there's discovery of evidence for water on Mars. Well, we've discovered water on Mars many times now, but what we're trying to figure out is, was that water sitting around for a long time? Was it, could humans have been sitting on the surface of Mars at one point and been able to survive? Was it that kind of an environment, or was it always just a little trickle that was just barely above freezing?
What is your sense of it, having studied Mars? Do you believe that there was actual life in terms of animal life on Mars?
I wouldn't say animal life, if you mean critters running across the surface or anything, larger than microscopic. As for whether or not there was any life at all, that's, your opinion is as good as mine. We don't know yet. My guess is that there was. If it developed here on Earth, why not on Mars when you had similar conditions early in its history? So,
but let me ask you this, though. The billions of dollars we're spending on these expeditions, what are we really going to get out of it other than this kind of knowledge of what used to be on Mars?
Well, there's lots of philosophical answers to that question. The practical reason for spending money on this is it gives you a good sense of perspective on how things work. And do we want to know how the Earth works? Definitely. If we want to know, is putting more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere going to warm up the planet? Well, you can look at the atmosphere of Mars and the atmosphere of Venus, and you can see how those planets work with more and less carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, for example.
Robotic explorer Curiosity, just how much more advanced is it than what we've had on the planet before? And is there anything precisely that we're trying to learn at this point?
Yeah, there's a lot of advancements. It's really impressive technology, and it was really impressive that they made it to the surface using this thing called a sky crane. What it's going to tell us that we didn't already know, that we haven't measured before, in my opinion, the big key thing is organics. Now, that's not the same thing as life, but what we don't have a good idea of on Mars is organic molecules, things that contain carbon, carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen, and what form are they on Mars, and how complex did they get? And that's sort of one of the kind of key steps that we need to take in order to figure out, how far did Mars get towards developing life, and what's the organic chemistry like on Mars?
I remember President Bush mentioned a manned spaceflight to Mars. Do you think that would really accomplish anything in terms of our knowledge base at this point?
You'll find a lot of arguments back and forth. Personally, I don't think that it's worth the money right now. In addition, we'll contaminate the planet with our own bugs and organic molecules and other things. So I think that's a really risky thing. So personally, I don't think so. But if you ask many other scientists, they would say, absolutely, we need to go there because geologists are more efficient than the rovers are, for example.
Now, Mars is much larger than the Earth. Although, in terms of the makeup, what's under the surface, do we have any understanding of what might be under there?
We have a little bit. Mars is actually a little bit smaller than the Earth.
It's about half the size.
It's funny because there's these big canyons and big volcanoes that are much larger than we see on Earth. And what it's made up underneath is, we're not certain, but we think it's similar to other planets, which is similar to Earth. The planets aren't really that different in their basic makeup. It's like taking these sort of basic ingredients and changing the proportions just a little bit.
But of all the other planets in our solar system, Mars is the most like our own?
Definitely, yeah.
Well,
it's you know, the evidence of water in its past, a relatively mild atmosphere. It's, you know, compared to a lot of other planets, it's much closer to Earth than, you know, say Mercury or, you know, Jupiter, for example.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly two things we know for sure. No Martians, at least at this point on Mars, and it is, in fact, smaller than the Earth. Josh Banfield, a Mars expert and a planetary scientist at the University of Washington. Josh, thanks so much for joining us on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Today, of course, is the day that this robotic explorer Curiosity landed on the surface of Mars. It's going to be exploring the planet for, I think, several years. But we will be back to talk about a new study about lying. It's actually very bad for your health. We'll find out just how so next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.